Join in. Thank you. Listen to these words. Our first task in approaching another people, another culture, another religion, our first task is to take off our shoes, for the place we are approaching is holy, else we may find ourselves treading on another's dream. More serious still, we may forget that God was there before our arrival. As I line out these words, I would invite you to speak them also. To everything there is a season.
To everything there is a season.
A time for every purpose under the sun.
A time for every purpose under the sun.
A time to be born and a time to die.
A time to be born and a time to die.
A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
A time to kill and a time to heal.
A time to kill and a time to heal.
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to lose and a time to seek.
A time to lose and a time to seek.
A time to rend and a time to sow.
A time to
keep silent and a time to speak.
A time to keep silent and a time to speak.
A time to love and a time to hate.
A time to love and a time to hate.
A time for war and a time for peace.
A time for war and a time for peace.
Welcome to this afternoon's opportunity to think together about word and language. We will introduce our speakers, and as each one is introduced before her words to us, we will join together in the Sophia blessing.
If we can take just a moment, they'll come and put the chair in there. we're really caught because we want all the time we can for the speakers and for your questions and to be able to answer your questions. And yet, I want you to be able to give your full attention to the speakers. My name is Mary Ann Lundy, and I have the real blessing of being able to introduce these three presenter sisters who have made a difference in my life and in the lives of many of you. I have known them and heard them before, so you are in for mind stretching beyond belief. If you will sit down as soon as possible, I feel like I'm a flight attendant on an aircraft. A couple more months and Northwest may need me, so fasten your seatbelts and we'll take off here in a minute. When you are all seated, we can begin.